You're allowed to experiment and you're allowed to become better your own way. Now, I want to come to my Twitter account and Twitter accounts that show you that you can tell stories using very simple expressions. There are many German artists that are well known for their stick figure drawings that have a very deep meaning. I think that anyone can draw a stick figure. Everyone has done it in school, for example, when playing hangman. We were all able to draw a stick figure. So I think that many people underestimate what they can do with simple techniques like that. So this is why I would like to encourage you to draw along. And you will notice that it's not about skills. The only skill you need is being able to hold a pen and draw on paper. And I think that anyone can do that. I also I'm going to show you some of my drawings, which are pretty simple. It's actually just circles and then some details. So I would like to invite you to join because art is everything. Art expresses, it tells stories, it evokes feelings. And a fellow student of mine said, if you don't want to discuss, then it's what's in a museum. I think that is a nice motto. My art isn't in a museum, and it needn't be hanged in a museum. But things that are in a museum for their own right, they have a purpose of being there because they express something. And if this art expresses something, I can do it too because I can express myself. And it's about having fun. Having fun should be the most important factor in art. So we should just begin creating. Now, I'm going to use Krita, which is my tool of choice for painting. I'm an analog painter. I mainly do watercolors, pencil, but I normally don't use graphic tools, so don't expect a lot. But this is what it's going to be about, just that, not expecting a lot. So I'll just start using a simple pattern, a mandala. Mandalas are simple patterns that you can use to practice certain skills. So, what I'm going to show you is what I've discovered in the week that I've had this tablet because it's brand new. So you will notice that this is not magic, not rocket science. It's just what I can do with a tablet. And I'm still learning. And of course, drawing on a tablet is very different than analog drawing. If there's questions already, you can just go ahead and fill up the pad. Give your comments, whatever you like and whatever you feel like. The goal of this is that we get in contact, that we start an exchange, and if you want to, you can just watch, or if you feel motivated, grab a piece of paper and a pen and just try to do something. Try to create something and see what happens. I recently started experimenting with color, even though I hated coloring as a child. And I had a result which I liked pretty much, and I would even call it art. So thinking about art is often not what brings the best results. Sometimes she should just try and experiment and have a casual conversation about art. And I'm excited to see what I'll see on Twitter or other networks in the end. So I'll just continue here. Are there any questions yet or statements? We don't have any questions yet, but you've motivated one person already to join. So my biggest goal is reached. This person says that she's never really done art or been into art, but she's motivated to try. That sounds fantastic. You don't have to stick to drawing. You could also use other forms of art, such as video or music. Anything that is an expression is art in the end. So if you want to write a poem or express yourself in other ways, please do so. So maybe we can even have a more diverse display of art in the end, because you don't have to have drawing skills in order to create art. And I'm really happy to hear that people are already joining. I'm really happy to hear that. And you're absolutely welcome to join. And thank you for the compliment. I didn't think that I would receive that, because I was so excited and nervous. And I don't think that I'll be even able to say all the things that I've noted down in my preparation.
Okay. I'll try to get inspired. I try to find some mandala motifs. And I wouldn't have thought about producing mandalas before I bought the tablet, although, of course, it would have been perfectly possible without. And mandalas are great because you can just jump in, and with each element you can reconsider what you would like to do, and then decide, maybe I want to put some circles in here. And that's the kind of work where you can really surprise yourself regarding what you end up with. And that's a lot of fun, when you can surprise yourself with your own creativity. Something that many people are afraid of, because creativity is an amazing talent. People think you have to be born for it, and that's not something you can learn or practice. But someone put it that way: creativity is the recombination of things you already know. And that I found great, because when I looked at some of the stories I'd written and noticed how much I had taken from other creators and changed for what I wanted to achieve, what I needed, that doesn't look too bad, but I would like to add some more in something else in the center. Yeah. And the last one too? Yeah, I'm going to do that one too. Something as something perhaps just fluttered into the pad. At the moment, we don't actually have anything, but I have an absurd idea for those that dare to share. They could perhaps show what they've done, and maybe there will be time at the end what the rest of the world has drawn. Yes, that would be fantastic, of course. I'd love to look at that. And otherwise, as always, the pad is open. Ask your questions. There is one I have regarding the title of your talk. Is this art or is it just pretty? Does that mean that art has to be pretty? No, not at all. There is art that is unbelievably ugly and that is off-putting. And some people think that it has to be disturbing. And that is the thing. Art is something that you can think a lot about and discuss a lot. There isn't a single opinion about art, I personally think. There is no correct art and no art that is wrong. There's just the art that changes or causes something within you. And if it's ugly, thinking of maybe war veterans that use their art to process bad and terrifying experiences, that may not be beautiful art, not a nice picture to see a battlefield or something. That is really not nice, and that's not nothing that anyone ever would like to see. But still, this art expresses something that, for one person at least, perhaps was very, very important to perhaps let something out, get something out of your system. And that is interesting and important about art, that it's about many different functions. It may be ugly, it may cause debate, it may divide us. And that's what I've always liked about art. It's not just about expressing what is beautiful, but also what is terrifying. And that makes it a great outlet for people identify with some form of art, which gets us back to the point that not just painting is art, but music is art as well. And music is a great way of screaming out my feelings into the world. If I cannot sing, then maybe I can dance. That too is a form of art. Theatre, drama, writing, everything that you can use to kind of get out your feelings into the world. And that's all great and has a great place in the world. Just as what I'm doing right now has a place in the world. You might think that what I'm doing is just awful, but it relaxes me, and maybe some of you will be encouraged by this to say, hey, well, these lines are just wavy and not straight at all, but I'll just start trying and see what happens. And whether that ends up as something just beautiful, that is only one question. But as I said, this title, I I mainly chose because of the well-known German saying, is this art or can I throw it out? I didn't like that sentence. Art is not something to throw out. It has a sense, a purpose. Sometimes the purpose is to just be beautiful. That is, of course, the nicest purpose maybe that art may have. But sometimes it wants to shock. Sometimes it wants to get people to not engage in warfare. Or maybe talk about rape that they've experienced or violence. And as ugly as that may be, again, that has just as much a role as a beautiful mandala may have or something like that, something similar. Okay. And do you then think that there is anything at all that could be the opposite of art? Oh, that is a very good question. What could be the opposite of art? That would be to not express anything, to don't say anything in any way. And then the question would be, how could that take shape? Could that take any shape at all? That would be then the question that you would have to ask. And I have to say, just spontaneously, I couldn't really give you an answer. That's a very interesting question. Because if I don't connect anything with the thought of having an empty white room, again, that could express something. So in that sense, almost everything could be art. My clothes, the way I have my hair cut, and that all can express something. Actually, I believe that the nicer thought is that maybe there isn't an opposite to art, and everything to some extent is art. And art is always there somehow, in some form. I think that is an answer I like. But it's a very good question. Yeah, you can philosophize, if that's a verb, a lot, because art is not easy, not simple, not one-dimensional, or rarely is. We've now got someone who is stressing that this is someone who likes art a lot and works with digital media, floppy disks or circuit boards turned into art. And this person asks whether there are other forms of art that work with computer parts. Well, you could argue that every computer code could have a certain aesthetic to someone. Maybe someone would have an inkling towards very tidy code or the opposite. So every code in the way it works could have a very unique, very individualistic, but still an artistic function. And it could be an art to reorder things and maybe invent something new that way. That's how I would see it at the moment. Sometimes the question maybe isn't where there is no art, but where we can discover art in your everyday environment, where you don't normally notice. And I think that technology clearly is a part of human creativity being used to arrive at a certain point, and that, I think, is a form of art, don't you think? Maybe someone out there in the pad can answer whether they agree with that point of view or whether they disagree. He, she, or it, they, may want to correct me if I'm talking nonsense. So let's have this debate. I'm one of the people that say you don't have to be able to, you don't have to have a huge skill to do art, to create something that you like. There are so many ways to express yourself that we normally don't really look at in everyday life. And that I think is very regrettable. And Could you let me know when we have approached the last 10 minutes? Because I'm losing sight of the clock and I would like to use the end for questions. I'm losing sight just as I always do when I pick up a pen. That's why I need your help to properly honor the people that are using going there. So this went wrong. People are also asking whether you have a favorite hashtag that you use to publish your art. Maybe the hashtag would be Das ist Kunst or This is Art in English. Maybe that's, I'll put it into the pad. Maybe I'll publish this mandala under my Twitter account.